Welcome to another episode of Indie Darlings, the podcast where we discuss indie films. Today we have a very special guest. She is a comedian. She is a performer. She is Becky Feldman.
She is.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
I am so excited to be here.
Oh, man.
I'm so sorry I made you watch this
movie. No.
I am not sorry I made you watch this
movie. No, we are in for a doozy. Okay, so the movie we are discussing is the 1975 film Switchblade Sisters, directed and written by Jack Hill. Mm-hmm. Becky?
Yeah.
Why did you choose this film?
You know, good question. Well, when I was in college, I got really into like exploitation movies. I took a class on like exploitation cinema, and mm-hmm. I really took a liking to movies about like wayward, juvenile, delinquent women. And, you know, I was thinking of, you know, later on moving out here, thinking of like writing something. And so I started watching all of these movies again about like, you know, kind of like films along the lines of like a Reefer Madness or even like a Foxy Brown. And I stumbled upon Switchblade Sisters, and you know, it was bad. There are a lot of bad things about that, this movie, but it really made an impact on me because like, I do think looking at it, like if you view it through the right lens, it is kind of like a proto-feminist film. Mm-hmm.
This movie is amazing.
Yeah.
It starts off with a bang. Okay, so it starts off with a montage of black and white photos of women in gritty situations.
To this the Medusa song, Blackhearted Woman.
Oh, yes.
Which I'm going to say last year, during the holiday season, mm-hmm. there were these commercials, I forget, maybe if it was like for Walmart or Kmart, but it was like they were doing like parodies of popular songs, and one song was through this song, and it was like Black Friday Shopper. And I was like, "Oh my god, the ad person knows about Switchblade Sisters."
Is that movie, okay, is this song unique to this movie, or is that just a pre-existing song?
This is a good question. I thought it was unique to the movie because it's credited. It's not like, you know.
That is so funny that someone was like, you know, I think I got something for Black Friday.
Yeah, like we need a Black Friday song.
This movie comes out guns a-blazing.
Yes. Switchblades bladin'.
It starts off with a woman who's wearing a black leather motorcycle cap. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very Marlon Brando looking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you see her getting ready, and then she lives in an apartment with, like, is it her family?
It is her family. I think it's her mom. Yeah. Okay.
And her mom's struggling to pay off the rent,
mm-hmm.
and in a building covered in graffiti.
Yeah, and graffiti that was like done like it. The way it looked like the art department on a film shoot. Do you know what I mean? It was like they were writing the Jagger Jebs. Like it definitely, like the way it was tagged did not look like like it was done by like real taggers.
Well, also this was the 70s, mm-hmm. and this wasn't New York. It was.
I don't know.
I don't think it was New. It was in New York. I remember thinking.
Yeah. It definitely felt like it was like shot on a set or shot in L.A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was just like, what apartment building is tagged up like that on the inside? Well, I don't know. You know what? Maybe.
I mean, no. Like people like there's trash on the floor. Like, you know, like people are at least going to like pick up trash, but they were like, art department, make this look trashy. And they were like, you got it, Jack Hill.
So this guy, the guy repossessing.
Yeah.
was he going to repossess the fridge? Oh, no, he was going to repossess the TV, and they're watching the TV.
Yeah.
And
can you believe it?
Yeah, and he is heartless. These little kids are trying to watch TV, and this guy's like, hey, I'm the repo man.
I'm the repo man. Mm-hmm. He didn't care about this woman struggling to pay her bills, mm-hmm. like had no sensitivity, no heart, mm-hmm. no compassion.
Yeah, and then she's like, fine, I'll give you $40.
Yeah, and that's all the money she had.
Yeah, and this was all over $40. But, well, that's a lot of money back then.
Yes, it is a lot of money. But, you know, yes.
Yeah. And so this guy, you see him walk into an elevator, and slowly but surely, it fills up with tough chick after tough chick.
It was comical how much, like, you know, when I watched it for the first time, I was like, okay, look at this. Badass girls are hopping on. Mm-hmm. There's another one. Mm-hmm. There's another one. Okay, there's 15 more.
Yeah.
Oh, they're still coming. Like, they just, like, really built that. You know?
Yeah, and they're all eyeballing him so hard.
So hard.
And, like, they're each one's tougher than the last looking.
Yes, yeah.
And they pretty much jump this guy.
They jump him.
They rip his clothes off.
They rip his clothes off. They rip off his tie.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Interesting symbol of ripping off the tie of the patriarchy. But they full on attack him for being a dick. And he deserved it.
I thought it was so interesting that they tore his clothing.
Yes. Well, it's interesting because, like, I was like, when I saw it for the first time, I'm like, are they going to, like, fucking stab him? Like, I thought it was, like, they were all going to, like, take their little swish blades and just, like, pound him until he, like, bleeds out. But then I was like, oh, no, they didn't, because that would have, like, just really been too much.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been, like, then they all go to jail and it's a jail movie. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
But they, okay, so they jump this guy who had it coming.
Yeah.
And then you see the girls, hanging out at what I thought was a wiener schnitzel base.
Yes, it was definitely it was like a hot dog and ice cream joint.
Just based on the way the building was shaped, but they couldn't show the top part of it.
No.
Which made me laugh.
I mean, this movie was shot for $3. So there was a lot of licensing.
A lot of favors being given.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. This made me bummed out, okay, because one of the girls, she wants food.
Yeah.
She's considered chubby for the 70s.
I know. Yes, it was a bad moment. But yeah, you could describe it. Yeah.
So she's chubby for the 70s, meaning she's a size 8.
Oh, come on. She's a 4, that woman.
Yeah, she's still hot.
Oh, here's an interesting tidbit. That's Lenny Bruce's daughter.
Chubbs?
Yeah, or Donut. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's Lenny Bruce's daughter. I just learned this the other day.
That's incredible.
Because I think Jack Hill either went to school or like knew Lenny Bruce and got his daughter to
play
Donut.
Amazing.
Yeah.
She's still hot.
Gorgeous. I mean, all of them are like
gorgeous. They're all outstanding.
Yeah, no, these are vixens, mm-hmm. if you will.
And so they run into another biker. They run into a biker gang. Okay, there's a girl gang hanging out, and then they run into a guy gang.
Yeah. Oh, so there's the guy gang, which is like, what is it? The Silver Daggers, right?
The Silver Daggers.
The Silver Daggers. And then there's the Dagger Devs, which is our protagonist.
Yeah.
So the Dagger Devs are basically the girlfriend version of the Silver Daggers. Like, it's like, they're Superman, and these ladies are Supergirl. So they're basically formed in the image of this male gang who
they
owns
were taken
territory.
From his rib.
Exactly.
To be making
two. They are the Adam's rib of whatever city this place is. Yeah.
They're ordering food, and then like when Donut hears this, she's like, okay, can I have a triple cheeseburger, fries, a milkshake, and coleslaw, which I thought was a strange tidbit.
She likes her coleslaw.
So they bully her, which was not feminist.
It was not feminist, but here's the thing. She ends up getting her, can I spoil it? Are we allowed to speak? It's spoil, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. She kind of has a comeuppance at the end, too. True. But yes, every time I've seen that part, it's bothered me very much. It's very, it's terrible.
I don't like it when they, Okay, so this is just a thing I feel like the 70s and the 80s had, where whenever there's a villain, they're mean to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think villains have to be mean to each other. That's such a cartoony thing.
You're so right. Yeah.
Because like, in all the Disney movies and all their shows, whenever there's a villain, even within the villains, like the Beagle Boys are all mean to each other.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're like, pipe down or meh. And they're not nice to each other. I guess that's to keep the kids from identifying with them.
Yeah. Yeah. That you don't want too much complexity and, you know.
Yeah, like they're sharks. They'll eat each other if you give them the chance.
Yeah, like, oh, I don't know. I think I like Jafar. Sorry, I just saw that.
Yeah, because like you see them being catty and having fun together. Mm-hmm. But
yeah. Yeah, it's complex. It's complex.
Oh, okay. And then, okay, so in my notes, I wrote after the food part, I wrote, that's when they meet
Maggie,
who's a lone wolf.
Mm.
Yeah, because, okay, so they're trying to get a table, and then this one chick won't budge.
No, because they're like, I love that scene so much. I mean, post-donut, but, like, I love the scene where like, they saunter up to the table, and they put one leg up, and they're like, this is our table. And then these two people who are, like, eating hot dogs, like, ooh, cower and leave. Yeah. And then there's that one lady who's just like, she, I was sitting here.
Mm-hmm. Like, she just glances up from her drink.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a full-blown fight, and Maggie can fight.
Holy shit. And she had that, like, first of all, she has her awesome belt thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what it was, but it was, like, these silver balls that was, like, around her belt.
It's like,
she takes it off and uses it as, like, a whip.
It's a whip.
I think it's a whip.
Her belt is a whip.
She has a whip belt, a belt whip.
Ugh. She's a superhero.
She's able to, like, take the knife from someone else. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, someone pulls out the knife, she tussles with them, then is able to take the knife on her own, and it's like, who is this woman?
Yes.
I loved her watching this again. Yeah. I realized how much I loved her as a character.
She's pretty great.
She's amazing.
So, but the cops break up this fight.
Yes.
And they end up in juvie.
Now, they break up this fight, but they also end up in juvie for, you know, attacking the repo man.
Mm-hmm. Well, also they harassed all the customers in that Wiener Schnitzel.
I mean, also they're terrible teenage delinquents, and so they're back at juvie.
They like bombard. They can't not crime.
No, this is who they are. You know, there's a really good line. You know, everyone's got to be in a gang. That's you know.
Yeah, where's your muscle?
Where's your muscle?
Yeah. Oh yeah, because they ask Maggie like, "What gang you in?" She's like, "I don't have a gang." She's like, "No gang."
Yeah, you're in this world. You're fucked if you're not in a gang. You can literally die.
Yeah.
And so gotta get with a gang.
So they go to a place where there's like a Nurse Ratchet character who's the head guard.
Yes.
Named Moms Smackle-Mag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not a made up name at all.
No, I don't know who. Yeah.
The butchest, evilest. Oh, and they call her a fat pig dyke.
Yeah.
This is all to her face.
I know. But, and that's a trope too of just like in a women in prison movie, you know, where there is the head, the warden is this like closeted evil lesbian. Like that's very much a trope, which very problematic. But yeah, there's definitely nothing that, like, I didn't see anything different about her character than in like another, like, you know, movie about like wayward women in a juvenile detention hall or in prison.
But Maggie tries to mouth off to her.
Yeah, she does.
And she gets her head shoved in a toilet.
Yeah.
Which is pretty brutal in any sense.
Well, I mean, it's just, you know, the law enforcement system of the time. You know, no one can catch a break.
Oh, I wrote down no one in this movie wears a bra.
Oh, yeah. No, you didn't. Yeah. No one wears bras in exploitation movies at all. Yeah. That's just a given.
Yeah. Like at some point they have another brawl because, of course, and you see titties.
Titties pop out whenever, like, I think in these movies, like even in like Foxy Brown, which I think this guy directed, is like the second you can like see a titty, it's going to happen. Like this is what people are paying money for. And a part of me is just like, if you like can like close your eyes to that part and like see what's at the heart of it, it's like, oh, okay. Yeah, it's not bad.
They manage. Okay, so Maggie is like friends now with the Dagger Debs.
Yeah, with Lacey. So Maggie essentially, like, in the juvie, like, kind of, like, saves Lacey. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of gets Maggie in the good graces of the Dagger Debs.
Mm-hmm. Lacey, yeah. who is, like, the head of the Dagger Debs.
Is it the president of a club? I don't know. She's the leader of the Dagger Debs.
The president of the Silver Daggers.
Yeah, she's dating the head of the Silver Daggers. And so that automatically makes her, like, via this monarchy, mm-hmm. it makes her the head of the Dagger Debs. She's the leader. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she's supposed to deliver a message to Dominique, who's the president, which I think is so funny that they call him the president.
I know.
The president of the Silver Daggers. And
also, by the way, all these people are in high school, and I think the actor who plays Dominique is like 40 years old.
Oh, I looked up the ages.
Oh, great.
The actress
Thank you.
Playing Maggie was 29.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Because they all don't. Like,
No one looks like they're 16.
Yeah, and they're upper 20s. Like, no one, like, they're not even, like, 18 to look younger. You know what I mean?
Everyone's been finished growing for the past 10 years.
Yeah, they all have 3 kids. Like, they're all adults.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dominique looks like he's 40.
Mm-hmm.
They call women beavers.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Which I thought was funny.
Yes.
Okay, is it Lacey?
I was thinking it was Lacey, but when I was reading about it, it's spelled L-A-C-E, so Lace.
Okay,
Lacey? Okay, we'll call her Lace. Let's call her Lace.
Okay, so she gives an intimate letter to Maggie to give to Dom, mm-hmm. but then this scene's kind of insane, mm-hmm. where she's trying to give it to him, but the Silver Daggers force him to read it out loud. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's a super intimate letter.
Yeah.
And no tough guys allowed to have intimate nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was a painful scene.
Mm-hmm. And Dom is kind of a dick.
Oh, Dom's the most evil one in the movie. Well, besides
he follows Maggie home. Keep in mind, all of the Debs are still in juvie.
Yeah, Maggie is able to get out.
Mm-hmm. And then Dom follows her home and then rapes her?
He rapes her. It's a full-on rape. Like, I think, like, in other like, when I was reading, I think Roger Ebert did a review of it. And he says that he called it sex. Like, and there was another reviewer that called it sex. But on Wikipedia, it does say what it really is, which is rape. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. And mm-hmm. That's why when I suggested the movie, I'm like, just so you know, like, there's this really disturbing scene. It is a rape scene, but I don't think it was intended to be written as a rape scene. I think it's extremely problematic. And
yeah.
But again, rewatching it, you do kind of see, like, oh, okay, yeah, it is. I don't know. It is given the sadness that it's supposed to have, although, like, it is just misconstrued. Does mm-hmm. that make sense? Am I making sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, because I imagine the actors on set had a bunch of questions. okay, because, like, right after the rape happens, Dom acts like they went on a date.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's very strange.
It's very strange, and it's like, I don't know. I mean, like, Dom is a toxic male character.
Yeah.
And, like, I think here's a guy, if you're, like, the head of a gang, mm-hmm. you get anything you want. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of seen that way in kind of, like, a show like Sons of Anarchy, mm-hmm. where, like, if you are the head of this, like, well-known, like, group, you're going to get anything you demand, you get. And I think, like, I'm sympathizing with what he did, but I mm-hmm. think that's just, like, what this character knows, you know?
Like, I didn't think you were trying to justify him.
Not justifying.
Well, because, like, right after this happens, like, so you see Maggie's chaotic home life, and, because Maggie's mom has a visitor, a male visitor, mm-hmm. over.
Yeah.
And then you see Dom leave her room, and she's just like, who the hell are you? And he's like, do you know who that is? That's the president of the Silver Daggers. Mm-hmm. And so.
And they cower.
Yeah.
They cower. And you know how old that guy is? Probably 18 years old. And they're like, oh, no, a high schooler.
Yeah, it's like that high schooler. He's got mad street credit.
Yeah. He owns this turf, and it's like.
Maybe he was scared of how old that high schooler looked.
Maybe. Like, but I mean, also that high schooler probably can't drive. Yeah. And they're like, oh no.
Yeah. His bike is out of control.
An adolescent.
So we cut to a classroom, and mm-hmm. I wrote down, these kids are psychotic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They full on, like, I'm surprised no one threw a chair at the teacher.
I know.
They, like, cuss at him. They get in his face. Mm-hmm.
But they do, like, the ladies do, who's, like, they kind of, like, beat up on the guy who's kind of giving the teacher a hard time.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, okay, that's kind of, like, again, like, that was, like, I was like, this is why I like that movie. Mm-hmm. It is for that movie.
Yeah.
Men, they kind of just like shut up the smart mouth guy in the class, mm-hmm. you know?
Oh, and then we go to outside where you see the girls are playing a game where they could see who can hold a burning cigarette in between their hands the mm-hmm. longest. Mm-hmm. And then Donut loses and gets slapped.
Donut.
And she apologizes after getting slapped.
Donuts.
Donut, oh. Donut, donut, donut. What did I write here? There's a character named Patches.
Patch, yeah. Well, let's describe Patch for a second.
She looks like a superhero.
She looks like a superhero. She is the kind of the number two
yes.
of the Dagger Dev. She's fiercely loyal to Lace.
Mm-hmm.
She has a patch. She's missing an eye. She lost an eye being initiated into the Dagger Devs. And this patch is silver and has a gold butterfly on it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, did you notice her belt and how awesome the belt she was wearing was? It was like a thick belt, and on like the stomach part, it had like this really interesting like beaded design, and she was wearing boots, and it just looked so cool.
Well,
I loved her outfit.
She looked like a straight up Bond villain.
She did. And in Kill Bill, there's the woman with the patch.
Yeah.
That's how he based Quentin Tarantino based that character off of Patch.
What?
Yeah, that was like basically his main influence for
that's
that character.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, this movie is a Quentin. I mean,
I could see it.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly have my feelings about how I feel about Quentin Tarantino now, but like mm-hmm. yes, this movie he states is like one of his like main influencers in his work.
Patch? Okay, so Patch here's the thing. I think it's so funny that she lost her eye getting initiated into the gang.
Yeah. Like, what did she do? Like, they didn't mention it.
Yeah, they don't say. She's like, I lost my eye for this gang. And I'm just like, what did you do? And I think it's amazing that you have, like, a really cool patch for it.
I know. It's like, A, probably worth it. And also, like, can you picture, like, again, what she's supposed to be 15 in this movie when mm-hmm. it's like years from now when she's like 70 and her grandkids are like, how'd you lose your eye? And she's like, well, when I was 13, like, you know, just having to explain, like,
it was an initiation.
This world was everything for you.
Okay, so Patches is not happy about Maggie being in the game.
No.
And she's sowing some seeds of discord.
Mm-hmm.
I also wrote down, gang members have to ask Dom for money. Like, literally for anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was kind of strange.
Well, he owns turf, you know?
But even to, like, go to the movies?
Well, I think the person who was asking was his little brother, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's, like, yeah.
Did you recognize one of the actors that played, I think his name is, Hook.
Okay. That's his brother, right? Or that Hook is Dom's brother?
I don't know if he's the brother,
mm-hmm.
but I was like, why does your face look so familiar? I look him up. He played a neighbor on That 70s Show.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
From this 70s movie to That 70s Show.
Full circle, Hook.
I was like, why does your face look so familiar? Okay, so Patches lost her eye for the gang. And Maggie's assigned to get a medallion as part of her initiation.
Yeah.
That this guy named Krabs wears around his neck.
Mm-hmm. Now, Krabs is also the leader of a third rival gang, I think.
Is that a gang?
They sell drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And do crime. And our group, are they a gang? I guess maybe they, well, it's like a group of bad people.
I was never clear on what he was in charge of.
It doesn't
matter.
Like, yeah, it's just gangs. It's the gangs.
He's evil.
He's evil, yes.
But he wears this huge iron. I thought it was a swastika, but it's not. It's the yin-yang symbol.
It's the yin-yang symbol. And also, I just think it's important we note, really emphasize the fact that this guy is 57 years old and he's playing a 16-year-old little boy.
Oh, man.
He is so old-looking in this movie. He does not...
Wait, like, was he supposed to be a teenager?
Yes! He goes to high school.
Oh, I thought he was an adult.
You thought he was someone's parent? Yes.
No, I thought he was just like some 30-year-old guy.
No, because like the principal.
He's supposed to be a teenager?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think so. Because the way, because you know when they were like during the scene where they were doing the cigarette race.
Yeah.
The principal comes up to the Silver Daggers and is like, hey, by the way, like Krabs is coming. I need you guys to like, you know, settle your feud, like just like, and so I assumed that was Krabs was a high schooler since it was the principal coming up to them saying we don't want any trouble,
but he looked so
57
old.
Yes.
Oh my god. Okay, so Maggie goes there and she tries to trick him by saying I'm the icing on the deal.
Yeah.
And so she's basically going to sleep with him. He doesn't want to take his clothes off, which I thought was funny.
It's a thing. I mean, I don't know.
And she basically...
He's probably self-conscious of the way he looks. That's
being 57 and all.
Yeah, because he's probably like, I don't want anyone knowing I have an old man body.
She blows him and then, I guess, bites his dick.
Yes.
Here's what I thought was crazy. She blows him for a while, then bites his dick. I'm like, you didn't have to blow him for a while. You didn't have to even get that far.
I know. She does go for a while before. Well, yeah.
You're an amazing fighter, Maggie. You didn't have to.
You didn't have to do it. But, you know, again, so symbolic. And I think it's important we note that after she bites down on his dick and escapes, she runs through a wall.
I was about to say my favorite part in the movie.
She runs through a regular wall.
There was this door. She breaks down a wall.
The door was a foot next to her. But like, she's like, no, I'm going through
like
that wall.
Like Wile E. Coyote. She breaks down a fucking wall.
And it's like, who built this building that the walls were so weak?
It's not like, oh, it's one of them Chinese paper walls.
No, it was like.
It's a wall.
It's like it's drywall. It is like a wall in an apartment.
Like
and she bolts through it.
Yeah.
Like the Hulk.
Yeah, she hulks. Through a wall.
Yeah.
You did not have to blow him. You could have ripped it by ripping his arms off.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, carefully planned, my friend. Carefully planned. I was like, no one was blocking the door.
No. She had so many ways to retrieve that pendant. That didn't involve any of the things
she
that
didn't
she
have
did.
To blow him. She didn't have to break in a wall.
She probably has so many skills where she could, like, you know, sneak in while he was sleeping. Like,
it was everything she did was completely unnecessary.
No, yes. Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, I guess to each his own.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, so she puts the chain on Dom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who I guess wants to wear it. Oh, and then Hook, he's pimping out his girlfriend at school, and she goes, can I quit? That's 12 already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so they try to pimp her out more to people that aren't even really willing. Like they
right.
like,
yeah,
they like grab some nerd who's carrying all of the books.
Yeah. He's a nerd. Yeah. He's a nerd.
And just shove him into the bathroom, and I'm just like, can you imagine losing your virginity like that?
I know. And yeah, I know.
Like being
assault. Like it is assault. Like if you are assaulting this poor kid. Like I don't know. Yeah.
Both parties.
Both parties, it's problematic.
It's so insane. Yeah. It's so insane. Okay, so Crab shows up with a gun in a book, which I thought was very funny.
Yeah. Yes.
Guido gets shot by a van driving on the lawn.
Oh, yes. That's Dom's brother. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They grab his girl, Cherry, who gets ironically gang raped because her name is Cherry. And she's like comatose. Not comatose, but she's like catatonic after this happens.
Right, yeah.
And Tito is basically, not Tito, Krabs is getting revenge for having his yin yang medallion taken.
Which is so random. It's like, what is, like... Is that what a MacGuffin is? Like, you know, it's just like oh, let's like take something that's important from him and we don't know why it's important. We just know that it is. And it's like, this is going to get the rival gang angry to propel the story forward.
Also, it was not her idea. It was what was required to for her initiation, which I think I'm like, well, that's your fault, guys.
Yeah. It's on all of them. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you guys literally started a war, so.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you? Okay, so Lace reveals what we all already knew. Mm-hmm. She's pregnant.
Yeah. And she's like, I want to have the baby, which is crazy.
Yeah. And Dom is a psycho, and he basically tells her to get an abortion. Oh, and then there she says this amazing line. If you go, it's gonna turn out bad.
Can we talk about her as an actor? Are we going to be able, are we gonna talk about her as a performer?
I'm obsessed with her.
She is, I am fat, because she's not a good actor. She's not an actress. She's terrible. And she does this thing where I feel like the director was like, play tough. And she's like, I'll play tough. And she clenches her jaw, and that's how she talks. And she, and like, the more she gets angry, like, it's gonna be bad. And it's like, oh my God, you can't look away. And I think that's effective. I get it.
She does my favorite type of 70s. Bad acting, where it's like, hey, you, why you want me? I've never met a tough person in my life, but I've seen cartoons. It's that sort of fantastic. And she has the kiddest of voices.
Yes. Yeah.
Her voice is weirdly miraculous.
It's an interesting casting choice because, like, she is so, she's petite and small, and she has, like, you know, her voice.
She has the girliest voice.
She is the girliest, and yet here she is, like, the one who's leading the gang, you know? It's interesting.
This is really stupid, but part of me is like, did they cast her so it'd be easy to tell them apart?
Oh.
Because you always know when it's her.
That's true. Yeah, I guess. I guess the other women are like inconsequential or something.
Because there's Patches, and then her with her voice, and then Maggie.
Yeah, and then Donut, and then the others from Central Casting or something. I mean, you know, it's interesting. Like they could. It would have been, like, obviously I have many notes, but, like, you know, it could have been interesting to see just, like, a bunch of, like, different groups of women, different types of women in this gang.
They're amazing. So they have a fight at a roller rink.
Yes, the roller skate and shoot out.
They bring out assault rifles.
Yeah.
And I wrote down, it takes people a long time to get off the rink. After the gun starts shooting, I'm like, why are people still skating?
I know. Yeah.
You think people would hit the ground right away? No, people are rolling around the longest time, and people are bringing out AK-47s.
Like, oh, they're not shooting at us, and they keep on skating. Yeah.
They're like, wait, they're shooting at us. It's the most 70s thing. Clearly, it was clearly like, what's the most thing we could do at this moment?
Yeah. It's like, what do people do? And it's like, oh, people are into roller skating is a thing. Let's make it timely. I don't know.
I think, yeah, I really do think it was just that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Which is amazing. The gunshot sound effects sounded like lasers, which I appreciated.
Obviously, so the listeners know, this was a very big budget movie, clearly. I'm just kidding.
Lace gets punched in the stomach because she's pregnant.
Pregnant, loses a child.
Yeah. And She ends up in the hospital, and then she tearfully reveals that she was behind that attack.
Yeah.
That crab was supposed to get Maggie. Oh, because doesn't, oh, Dom get shot.
Dom does get, Dom dies.
Yeah, Dom dies.
Lacey's behind, or how do you call her Lacey?
Lace. Reveals that Crabs was supposed to get Maggie and not Dom.
Yeah. Because Lace finds out that, or assumes that Dom and Maggie had a consensual sexual experience together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And clearly you, when your partner cheats on you, you get the person they cheated on the person, the other person rather than your partner. And so she had put a hit out on Maggie, but it backfired.
Mm-hmm.
And she reveals this to Patch.
Mm-hmm. And it's a stupid plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you're doing a shootout at a roller rink. Literally anything could happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wrote down Donut gets called fat by a cop.
Yeah.
Which I thought was very rude.
Justice for Donut. Hashtag justice for Donut.
She has a great figure, you guys. Her character is always eating, but I'm just like, it's the 70s. Everyone else is like doing the Twiggy thing.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, look, first, there's the young, there's the ginger, there's the new one, there's the eye patch, there's the chubby one. And mm-hmm. These are character types. Like, it's like, there's no, fleshed out characters. And so they needed to do simplified characteristics.
One of the girls is called Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
And she calls Hook a cripple dick.
Yeah.
Which is a great term I'm going to use from here on out.
Oh, you haven't used it before?
No, I did not. I've never heard that before.
You should try it. Call someone that, see what happens.
Yeah, I imagine it'll just cripple their dick. okay, so Maggie forms a new gang called the Jezebels.
Yep, here we go. Here we go.
Why did I write this down? On account of getting your ass kicked, pigs. Is that what they say to the cops?
Yeah. Well, I think what happens is, which I think is a pivotal moment, is that Maggie's like, ladies, we need to separate ourselves from the Silver Daggers. Mm-hmm. Like, they just got our asses kicked. We need to, you know, get Crabs back.
Mm-hmm.
The Silver Daggers are like, no, like, we need to cower. And Maggie's just like, well, then you know what? We're forming our own gang. We're going to be our own entity.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I was reading the dictionary and I stumbled upon this word Jezebel. It's mm-hmm. a female devil. And so she corrals all of
a shameless woman.
And so she corrals all of the dagger devs, mm-hmm. With the exception of Patch, and they all form the Jezebels and they become their own independent gang. And mm-hmm. it honestly, like, this movie's terrible, but it is such a great moment.
Things get kicked into high gear.
Yeah.
Because they go to another area and they get confronted by a black girl gang.
Mm-hmm.
And how does Maggie know this black girl gang? Because she dated a brother back in the day that got shot by cops.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's how she knows a black girl gang.
Yep. That's her connection.
She dated a brother mm-hmm. that got shot by cops. That's her. Wow.
Yeah. That's her connection.
Okay, so they team up with the black girl gang.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a full gangland style war.
It's astounding.
Like cars rolling over each other.
Yeah. And then like the it wasn't a tank, but it was like these homemade tanks.
Oh, yeah.
Like
crosses. I thought I dreamt that. Okay. At some point, I decided to watch the rest of this movie from the bathtub.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
It was so indulgent. I was like, you know what? Why not?
Nice.
So I wasn't sure if I dreamt that, but.
No. That was there.
There was a tank.
Yeah.
Okay. That was crazy.
And then, like, the black girl gang, they're also like these underground revolutionaries. So they're not just there to like fuck shit up, but they're also there to kind of like subvert the government. Like mm-hmm. they have a higher purpose than like, you know, switchblades.
Oh, no, they definitely have reading material down there.
For sure. Yeah.
Okay, so Lace tries to pin Dom's murder on Maggie, but the girls aren't buying it.
Mm-mm.
And so those two have a switchblade fight that I wrote down was well choreographed.
It's a real, it's like the one of the most, like, I mean, I am not a director and I'm not a cinematographer, but I do think it is like a really good sequence with the choreography, I think, is great, but also the shot when it's just their shadows, when mm-hmm. you have the final stab mm-hmm. that kills Lace.
Yeah, it's in her throat.
It's in her throat, and it's like this two beautiful shadows. It's like, mm-hmm. like, oh, okay, wow, this film got a moment to be artistic.
Yeah, yeah. So they fight. They're fighting in front of everyone. Maggie kills Lace because she's an amazing fighter,
mm-hmm.
and the cops showed up the second they're not needed.
Right. Yeah.
Once the fighting's done, that's when the cops show up and arrest everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And Maggie's like covered in blood and they're dragging her away. And she yells, "We're the Jezebels and we'll be back."
Yeah. She's like, "We're the Jezebels. Remember that name."
As they're dragging her away.
As they're dragging her away. But before then, there's that really good scene where so the cops are like watching Maggie and Lace fight, and mm-hmm. they're like, they're holed up in this impound place, like this warehouse or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the cops are like peeking in, and they're like, okay, we can't go and arrest these ladies, but they're fighting right now. And the second someone dies, then we have like a warrant to arrest them.
Yeah.
So Lacey gets killed. Mm-hmm. The cops come in. And they were like, and they go to all these women. And they're like, "Who are you?" And each one goes, "I'm a Jezebel. I'm mm-hmm. a Jezebel. I'm a Jezebel."
Yeah.
And then Patch is like, "I'm a Jezebel." And they're like, "She's not a Jezebel."
Yeah, everyone's like, "Boo,
Patch. She's not with us anymore." And yeah, Patch is the one who doesn't go to jail, but she's the one who loses in the end.
Mm-hmm.
She lost her sisters.
Yeah.
Lost her sisterhood.
Fun fact, the actress that plays Maggie, her IMDb, the profile picture for her IMDb profile is the last shot of the movie.
Is it really?
Yeah, of her bloody and getting dragged away yelling, "Where are the Jezebels?"
That's amazing. Well, that's what she's known for. I mean, I don't think she's probably something like other than Hook has ever
done that. Yeah. But I just thought that was really funny that that was her IMDb, because that's a choice.
It's a choice, yeah.
That is a choice.
Probably not her choice. Probably some random fan who like jerks off to this movie. It was like, oh my God, yeah.
This movie was delightful. I really do want to check out the other movies that this guy's made.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure he did Foxy Brown.
I think so. He definitely did a lot of Pam Grier movies.
Yeah, there's another one that he did. It's like, I think it's like called like Big Birdcage or something. Pam Grier is in it, I think. I'm pretty sure. And it's like they're in this jail, but it's like this outdoor jail, like in like South America or something. And mm-hmm. Women revolt. It's great. It's a great movie.
Thank you so much for bringing this to my attention.
You're welcome.
Is there anything you'd like to plug?
Oh, okay. Like my own. Okay. Yeah. Me? Myself? Well, I do have a podcast that Connie, you were a guest on. It's called Too Stupid to Live, and I review romance novels $5 and under. And you can get it where you get your podcasts.
It's very funny.
Well, listen, I have to say, definitely listen to one with Connie. We review a V.C. Andrews book. It's like one of the most popular episodes, so I highly recommend you guys listen to it.
I did not know that. That makes me smile.
Oh my God, they're loving it. They love it.
I forgot to ask what other movies would you recommend based on this? You kind of said
Here's the thing I do recommend is that this season of Riverdale feels like it's very much inspired by this movie.
Really?
There is a female gang forming as opposed to like the male gang. So I definitely, like, you can see similarities. Like, it's very clear that they were like inspired by this. Yeah, I would definitely check it out. And I also, if you like, there is a trauma movie called Chopper Chicks in Zombie Town, which is another all-female biker gang movie where they fight zombies.
I need to watch all of these.
That's on YouTube in clips.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh my God, thank you for having me.
If you guys liked what you heard, you can rate and review and subscribe to me on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Campfire Media. You could also check us out on social media on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook under Indie Darlings Podcast. Thank you and good night.
And we are the co-hosts of the podcast
Hella in Your 30s.
This podcast is all about diets, hobbies,
never dying,
Fitbits.
I'm going to try to moisturize my face more.
Yeah, alcohol. Should we drink more or less? Cheap Chipotle dates for two.
We bring you hot episodes every Monday from Campfire Media. So make sure to subscribe on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.